furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Monday. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. You know, folks, I want you to know that things may look dark now, but it's important to remember that soon they will be different. You know what they say, it's always darkest before the different. One thing that's not different is the war in Iran. That is very the same. Case in point, just last week. Last week, Trump sent Iran a one-page memo outlining his peace plan. And is this true? I'm being told we have obtained a copy of Trump's plan. Will you go to peace with me? Yes, no. Yeah. He also sent him one of these. He sent him one of those things. Pick that up. No, there. Over the weekend, Iran countered Trump's proposal by demanding, among other things, war reparations by the U.S., full Iranian sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, an end to sanctions, and the release of seized Iranian assets. Obviously, Trump has to reject that. He can't give them more than they had before we bombed them. Hey, buddy, you talking to my girl? You want to take this outside so I can give you her number and a list of her favorite restaurants? Oh, she's going to say she doesn't want fries, but then she's going to steal some of yours, and it's super cute. As for the future of their nuclear program, Iran said it was willing to suspend enrichment of uranium, but for a shorter period than the 20-year moratorium proposed by the U.S. And 20 years isn't even that long. I mean, Anne Hathaway looks exactly the same. And if anything, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci, and Emily Blunt are more radiant than ever. Today, Trump was asked why he rejected Iran's counterproposal, and he said few words, but so many times.
It was just unacceptable. You know, a lot of people said, well, does he have a plan? Yeah, of course I do. I have the best plan ever. But I have a plan, you know, and it's a very simple plan. I don't know why you don't say it like it is. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's a very simple plan. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. But very simply, when they say, does he have a plan? Yeah, I have a plan. The plan is very simple. I have a great plan. But the plan is they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Yes, yes. He has such a simple plan. In fact, the only thing simpler than the plan is the man who has it. You should. Don't know what we're doing.
I don't know.
Thank you very much. Sometime you should check out his recipe for beef Wellington. Step one, have a recipe. Step two, it's a very simple recipe. Step three, it's the best recipe ever. Step four, make beef Wellington. Yesterday, is this yesterday? Is this just Monday?
I think it's just Monday.
Today is just Monday.
Monday.
Yesterday, Trump spent Mother's Day sharing a bunch of reposted AI memes about just how great he is, including a picture of the last thing you see before being backed over in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. He's not just spending his time reposterbating. He's also engaging in some recreational idolatry, because last week, Trump celebrated a new 22-foot golden statue of himself at his Miami golf club. Okay, surprisingly wrinkly. Looks like they forgot to steam out his pants, his shirt, and his face. And personally, I'd recommend adding a couple of handles to make it easier to pull down when we're liberated by the Canadians. The dedication was led by a MAGA pastor named Mark Burns, who posted about it afterwards in a totally normal way, saying, "Let me say this plainly, this is not a golden calf." A little suspicious to deny worshiping false idols before anyone accuses you of it. It's like going to Applebee's and the waiter saying, "Our specials tonight are the sirloin and the loaded baked potato, and as it says on my button here, our salad dressing is urine-free." Urine-free salad dressing is a people pleaser, clearly. The pastor addressed the controversy saying, "A golden statue to yourself is absolutely normal."
Well, of course he loved the statue. Who wouldn't love a statue of themselves? I mean, again, Michael Jordan loved the statue of himself. Allen Iverson loved the statue of himself. Shakira, the singer, loved the statue of herself.
Oh, Shakira, the singer. Thank you for clarifying. Otherwise, I would have thought you meant Shakira, the gynecologist. Hips don't lie. Now, scoot him down. And the reviews are in because several pro golfers were asked about the statue and had these glowing statements. "It's his place. He can do whatever he wants." And "it's big and gold." Damn. As compliments go, that ranks up there with, "You got a haircut." "Would you look at that? It is shorter. Did they use scissors?" Down in Washington, D.C., madness reigns. But someone who hasn't been spending a lot of time there is Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, seen here seconds after finishing the last strand of spaghetti. Over the weekend, Duffy, who used to be on Real World and Road Rules, announced he just finished filming a return to reality TV with his family for the last 7 months. Well, it's better than him trying to run stuff. Maybe he'll inspire the rest of Trump's cabinet to neglect their own jobs. Sure. Why not? Maybe he'll inspire the rest of Trump's cabinet to neglect their own jobs for reality shows like Lutnick or Listich, You Will Never Be Loved Island, and the masked acting labor secretary Keith E. Sonderling. Duffy's reality show is called The Great American Road Trip. There's a trailer.
What a beautiful family.
I have just added Mr. President, just added the President Trump.
Taking a little trip?
Yes, yes.
A little trip all over.
What? He does that all the time. What is this gesture? You guys gonna check out those amber waves of grain you're talking about? Don't forget the Purple Mountains majesty, you know? The grain, the hawk, and don't forget the canyon. Now, Duffy had one. What are you talking about? I'm not. Duffy had one request for his road trip.
We need a song. Like, right. We can't do a road trip without the song.
Incorrect. You can't do a road trip without trying to pair the Bluetooth, failing, then accidentally connecting mom's phone, which is halfway through the horniest fantasy novel allowed by law. It's about a sorceress who meets a guy who's half duke, half horse, all penis. A throne of horse and penis, I think it's called. Duffy's wife went on the Fox and Friends to defend the show.
I'm going to be really honest. We live in a Pornhub world. This is really wholesome, good family stuff.
Incidentally, real good family stuff is one of the most popular categories on Pornhub. Friday, I don't know. I wouldn't know. Not into that scene. Friday was a big day because the government finally released the secret files we've all been waiting for, 160 never-before-seen documents relating to unidentified anomalous phenomenon, which is also my pre-show warm-up. Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Extraterrestrial rectal probe. Extraterrestrial rectal probe. Right. Also one of the most popular categories on Pornhub. Trump announced... Trump announced the release of the UFO files in a post saying, "The Department of War has released the first tranche of the UFO UAP files for the public for their review and study. With these new documents and videos, the people can decide for themselves what the hell is going on. Have fun and enjoy." Yes, Trump is just giving the people the dots, and the public can connect them however they want. There you go. There you go. So, what's in these mysterious top secret super cool files? For example, during Apollo 12, one of the astronauts reported flashes of light. And we actually have, is this true? We actually have footage of the astronaut describing what they saw. Thank you, Commander Dion. Something similar happened during the Apollo 17 mission when the crew said they saw very bright particles of light that were tumbling and rotating way out in the distance. And we also have footage of the crew member spotting those tumbling particles. This even happened on the Apollo 11 moon mission where Buzz Aldrin reported seeing little flashes inside the cabin. And I can't believe this, but we actually have... This is footage of Buzz Aldrin describing those flashes.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Strike Force 5.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
And the great big Joy Machine tonight. Look, I got to, Lewis, you did not warn me in rehearsal today that I would not be facing the Joy Machine, but I would also be facing Ibanda Ruhumbika, hey! Eddie Barbash, and Matty Rice. Yeah! Original members of the band. Thank you so much for being here.
All right.
Listen, I want to remind everybody out there that we are auctioning off all sorts of memorabilia from our last 11 years here at the Ed Sullivan Theater and donating all the proceeds to the international aid organization World Central Kitchen. We are putting up right now. This is the last batch of items online tonight, and there's some great stuff for you guys to go bid on, including, the confessional from my segment Confessions. And the custom penny press we commissioned that prints late show images onto pennies. We are even offering an exclusive mosaic created by anonymous French street artist Invader. It's right over there if you can see it. When I first took over the Late Show, Invader snuck in one night and installed a mosaic that has been on the theater wall ever since. But here's the thing. Invader doesn't condone his work being removed from where he installs them to be sold. So when this show ends, that original mosaic will be destroyed along with the set. However, he has generously created a one-of-one replica for our auction that he calls an alias. And according to his team, Invader is sad for both the show and the mosaic disappearing, but considers that they are linked and that the mosaic shouldn't survive the place he has installed it. It will, just like the show, survive through its alias and all the memories it conveys. A sentence. A sentence that proves beyond a doubt he is a French artist. So if you'd like to bid on any of these great items or buy one of our commemorative The Last Show shirts, head to ColbertLateShow.com/eBay or use this QR code right there, which itself might be an Invader mosaic. My guests tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are 4 of my best television friends and co-hosts of the awards-ignored podcast Strike Force 5. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, John Oliver, and Jimmy Fallon. You know what this is? This is a Monday crowd.
Yeah,
that's right. Throwing fish to sea lions.
You got your own panders out there? We don't get to, yes,
hi,
sir.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Can't really hear you down here.
Yeah. You know, when I was told I was going to be seated farthest away from you, I assumed it was alphabetical, and then I went, F-O. No.
Yeah, I just think you're the most aggressive. And you
oh, I'm the loudest. Yeah. Okay.
So we don't get to get off together all that often. Last time was 2 years ago for my birthday. Here we go.
That's right.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was super fun.
Yeah. I wonder what they thought of us being there.
I was there. John and I were there first. We were surprising you.
It was at a restaurant downtown.
A restaurant downtown. And there was a British couple standing next to us.
Correct.
Paid no attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel came in. They lost their mind.
Very, very, very excited.
British man asked...
Jimmy Kimmel, whose show, I cannot be clear enough about this, is not on in England.
Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel. And we were so excited.
Asked you to take the picture.
That's right.
That's right.
I took a photo, then he walks in.
And they lost their
mind. Oh, my God, yeah. Jimmy Fallon, this is the greatest. I said, do you want a picture of this as well?
You even talked to them?
I spoke to them.
Yeah.
I stood back.
Also, Jimmy came in and said, hi, John Oliver and Seth Meyers. Used our full names.
Of last week tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you got to change your name to Jimmy. It's as simple as that.
I walked in and everyone's like, Jimmy Kimmel's here twice?
Yeah.
No, he is Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Seth gave them every chance and in the true British fashion went, nah, don't care about that one.
But the great thing about John is not even the slightest. Some people might go like, that didn't feel great. Not the slightest bit.
I was
delighted.
So happy.
I was so happy the whole time.
I loved it. It was like a bath of humiliation. Nothing that makes me feel cleaner than those suds.
Yeah, we kept bringing it up the whole dinner. It was so fun for us. Yeah.
Now, the five of us being here right now, obviously it's dangerous because we represent so much of later. John Stewart is designated survivor tonight.
He's a guy.
Someone has to survive for the president to be mad at. And do our eulogies. Wouldn't that be great if John had to do all of our eulogies?
I hope I don't get stuck in last place on that one, too.
And Kimmel was good, too.
Yeah.
Kimmel was good, too.
We fell asleep before Kimmel.
Yeah. Please just don't do my eulogy in England. They'll be burying me in an unmarked grave.
Okay, now, this is a... I got the top of your first card, correct? I have this right here.
Oh, you got an iPad?
I have this. I have an iPad right here. Okay, this is a reunion for Strike Force 5.
That was our sound effect.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand this. I'm handing this over to Seth for him to decide when we will do Strike Force 5
and
strikes.
And does this, if I unplug it, is it off?
It won't work. It will not work if you do that. So you have to reset it.
Seth doesn't love this thunder sound effect.
I don't like the thunder. I don't like it. So.
So every time we say Strike Force 5...
I will not press it.
That's when...
Try to hear it. The sound effect is inside you all the time.
Seth, look at how many people are in that band.
I tricked you.
Oh.
I really think... I figured out why you lost $40 million, Stephen. There's too many people in the band.
Okay. For the people who don't know what it means...
The sound effect.
Here's your problem. You thought this was a one-off joke. This is like giving a child a tambourine.
I can't believe you gave it. It didn't just come preloaded with I have other stuff.
Listen, there are already three trombone players over there. You don't need to pay them.
Ooh, that's nice.
Kimmel, can you please explain to the people who don't know what Strike Force 5 is, was, and how it got together?
Strike Force 5 is...
Good luck.
It is and always will be a group of five individuals who went on strike along with their writers, who were paying their writers, and who... who then really, really wanted to stop paying their staff. And so they did a podcast that paid a tiny little portion of that. And we did 12 episodes.
Here we are.
It was very successful. People seem to really love it.
Yeah.
We sold T-shirts.
I like about this photo is that it was in the summertime when we started, and we're all, if you put this back up there, is that Jimmy and me and Seth have got tans, and Oliver somehow got paler.
Yeah, that's right. I reject the concept of summer.
Yes.
I think it's a state of mind.
Yeah. Right.
You were gonna say something? That you went to the he went to a room to match your skin color.
Yes, too. Yes.
Right. Yeah. We all had to.
We'll do another episode tonight after the show, right? We'll take.
We're going to do an emergency episode of Strike Force.
That's right. That's right. It's a tribute to you.
Drive tune in. We got to drive tune in.
Do you remember that?
But that's why you still have a show.
You all really helped me out with that because I had no idea how to record or do a podcast.
Or do anything, really.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Kimmel sent us all like kits, like with like audio mics and boards and stuff like that.
Yes.
Put together.
And I had this giant board with all these buttons that I didn't need. And I remember asking you for.
No, you did need those buttons. That was the problem to me. There were some really important buttons on there. It was like connecting to a microphone. Sometimes buttons are important.
Record. Record was a big one.
You can't put them in front of me. I'm like, come on. Yeah, I had to press all of them.
You did have a little trouble putting it together.
Well, I remember trying to ask you guys for advice, but because mine kept coming out as a chipmunk voice. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and a monster.
And a monster. And I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was going like,
gosh, I really need help. What do I do? Do I unplug? Do I restart? What do I do?
And I'm trying to really ask for help, but as a chipmunk. And I'm like, this is getting worse. And I'm like, oh, this is better now. This is better. And I go, this is a disaster. So I was just letting you guys run it. You guys are the pros and knew how to do it.
Yeah, well, we didn't mess with the equipment, which is what you did. And this is the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
On Strike Force 5, yeah.
Okay. I have an important question.
I don't think he's allowed to rim shot himself.
I don't want everybody to do whatever they want, but there had to be some rules. As a Catholic, he's not allowed to rim shot himself.
We're all racing for it.
We're all racing for that joke.
Come on.
We're all just diving.
Come on. Diving.
You had to be, you gotta get it.
I'm blind and a little deaf. I thought that was the thunder sound effect.
I have an important question. Seth, I'll throw this one to you.
You seem
like a responsible person. Now that my show goes off the air on the 21st of May, thank you. Now that that happens, what is my status? Do I become emeritus? And more importantly, do I lose my insurance? Because I have my insurance through Strike Force 5.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking because you're just hard out. You're just out.
I'm just out.
Yeah. Strike Force 4, and it breaks our heart. It's like, but it's like. It's gerrymandering. Like, nobody likes it, but, like, once the courts rule.
Yeah. That's what it is. Has the court ruled on Strike Force 5 yet?
Don't worry. Give me a few months. It'll be Strike Force 3.
Yeah, I was going to say. These are the good ones. What you don't want to be is in Strike Force 2, just looking at someone going, is it you or is it me?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Oliver, at the end of the run of Strike Force 5 two years ago, you said, and I quote, we were 1 week away from getting into a fight.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Tensions were rising
because
the strike had gone on too long and we had run out of things to say to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really? Who do you think, if we did fight, who do you think would win? I have thoughts. Who do you think would win? If the five of us, no holds barred.
Physical fight.
Yeah, physical fight, all of it.
It depends on what the fight is. It depends. Are we talking Muay Thai? Is this a battle of wits?
Oh. Yeah.
If you're allowed to take off a velvet glove and slap someone across the face with it and demand your satisfaction, I think I'm in with a shot.
Yeah.
if it's what I would call rough and tumble, thank you.
Yeah.
I think John wins, and I'll tell you why. First of all, he's downplaying his physical abilities. Secondly, his wife was in the military.
That's true.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you know it gets wild in bed, right?
That is a good point. She will not let any of you hurt me. So, I'm winning that fight like a 17th century British general. Please send my troops in to deal with these ruffians.
You call your wife your troops?
Yeah. It's a pet name.
Late Night is in a bit of a weird spot right now. Spoiler alert! And people questioning its future. I've been asked this question more like 3 times over the last 10 months in various interviews. Like they go like, make a case for Late Night. I'm like, what do you mean? And they go like, make a case for it. Like, why should it continue to exist? I'm like, people like it. I enjoy doing it. But Why would you say that, a case for late night?
Well, I would say that I look at the figures. And the fact of the matter is more people are watching late night television now than, and I know everybody gets crazy, than when Johnny Carson, well, now, obviously Johnny Carson had a lot of people watching one show, but we have a lot of shows with like 30,000 people watching each one, right? And it adds up. And people watch us on YouTube now, and people have a lot of different options, and yet they keep coming to us. And I will tell you, when I got knocked off the air for a few days,
thank you.
People.
We're gonna press the hi-hat.
People canceled Disney Plus. Why isn't. Why aren't you people canceling Paramount Plus? Because you didn't have it in the first place?
Well,
Jimmy, until the deal goes through, if I could just do a counter there, Paramount Plus might have some good programming,
yeah.
Unless it's not going through, in which case it can go itself now and forever.
Let's like tap the brakes.
For sure. Reasonable people can disagree on the utility of Paramount Plus, right, Stephen?
100%,
right? 100%.
Why should you have to defend late night? I mean, why should that question even be asked? You don't hear, like, Ryan Seacrest doesn't get asked that question about the Wheel of Fortune or whatever the hell he's hosting. Yeah.
I would actually like to hear Ryan Seacrest defend Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. I would like someone in his next interview to say, defend Wheel of Fortune's right to exist. Yeah. And I am going to be leaning forward, waiting for what he says.
I think late night is one of those things that's been around our whole lives, where it's part of our lives. I never thought it was a job when I was growing up. I just thought Johnny Carson came with the television set. I didn't know. But, you know, you watch it, and people want to go to sleep having a good laugh and go to bed happy and go.
But
like,
not before Seth.
Not before Seth.
No, they stay up.
They go right to sleep.
That is Jesus.
They wake back up for Seth.
That's been the whole
then they go to sleep.
Problem with the way you end your show. Anyway, that's the tonight
saying,
show.
Like, when you're like,
go to sleep
lap,
right now.
Go to bed.
Yes, yeah, Seth, sorry about that.
Also, if you've got
I'll
a disease,
that.
Seth's on.
I'm sorry about that.
How many, was it the goal to have a late night show for anybody?
No, not for me.
Not for me.
No, I wanted to be a football player.
Yeah. by which you mean soccer player.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you very much. He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. No one with a
dream. Do you have any tickets to any of the World Cup stuff?
No, not yet. No, I'll try and get in like a hooligan. I'll fight my way in. Yeah. with my wife.
Yeah. Shave your head, wear suspenders and jack boots. Yeah.
I wanted to be a doula.
That's amazing. You were very. I did not
joke.
Learn that.
That's a great.
I love umbilical cords and snipping them.
That's no. Okay, that's the worst reason to do it. That's when you say that at your doula interview. I just love umbilical cords. It's like actually, there's.
I love all kinds of cords. Yeah. Did you guys, when you were younger, especially when you're starting on a comedy, did it ever occur to you that you'd be doing a job that the President of the United States would have strong feelings about? No.
You know what's even weirder? We're doing a job that his wife has strong feelings about.
Most of us have avoided that part.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's why you're at the end of the couch.
It's amazing.
Now,
it's an amazing thing to get in a group text, just a text from Jimmy saying, oh boy, and then a picture of Melania mad at him. You go, oh, okay. What a way to start the day.
We all get very excited. Yeah.
And then I sent a text to you guys and I said, hey, don't be mad at me, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I think she's got a point.
We're all kind of happy. We're all kind of happy when you get in trouble over there.
You know,
how do you feel when you wake up and you see the attention?
The saddest part of it is I realize in those moments that the only four people who care are sitting right here. Yeah. The rest of the day, it takes 12 hours for the rest of the people in my life to even figure out that anything's going on. Not 2 hours after that, a guy I used to work with sent me a text. He's like, hey, do you know a real estate lawyer? I was like, real estate lawyer?
I'm in trouble here.
The thing I like is that he always posts like when the show actually aired, and I do want to say like I appreciate that he is watching linear television
Yeah.
You know, right.
And he's the only one left. You know,
Seth, yeah. More people are watching late night than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, if I would make my case for late night, it's that, you know,
weirdly,
leaders of the free world are watching it when it airs.
Yeah. He would be the only person who I would like just to go the to sleep, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy how much we give you when you get in trouble?
I do.
Because
I
my
like
favorite
it.
Thing yeah. is how much sympathy we don't give you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not looking for sympathy. Yeah. I'm looking for the jokes, really. Yeah. 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 I love it.
Yeah. Okay, some things you can't appreciate if you don't do this job. Were you sad when Spirit Airlines went out of business? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That was a lot of material.
Yeah.
That's a lot
well,
of
yeah.
yeah.
I know, and I remember you saying this to me years ago. You said, when Spirit goes, I go.
Yeah, yeah.
You said that in your words.
That's
you
true.
That's that true.
That's a true story. Yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
No.
That has a real true story.
Yeah. Yeah, your word.
It's a perfect company to make fun of because they don't and never did pretend to be something other than they were, which is chaos incarnate in the sky.
Yes.
So
it's a flying Waffle House.
Yeah, and it's yeah. It's not just
in the same color.
Exactly. It's not just comedically that you miss something. On an emotional level, it was always nice to know that, you know, humanity created flight and then at one point progressed to the point where you would have like this fight happening in the sky. I used to like the idea looking up on a clear blue sky and thinking somewhere up there, someone's getting into a fist fight over $8 water. I think we've lost something.
I think it's one of the best airlines to get duct taped to your chair.
They said that. They
Tom,
said that.
What are we doing on time? What's going on over there? Are we
did
over?
Did you just do 6'7"?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did 6'7".
That's how much we're over.
That's how much we're over.
Yeah, we already said 6'7".
We're wrapping. We're over at this point. We've already done our 20.
You got a bunch of short timers working here right now.
Let's keep going, baby. Let's keep going.
Boo!
Boo!
Stop it, boo!
We're not...
Boo! Why are you booing
me? This
is
exactly what people hate about you. Boo! Boo!
How long were you off the air, Kimmel?
Three days.
Yeah. How did the Republic go on?
Let me tell you something.
I can't believe this country survived without 3 days of you.
I can't wait for you to experience this. There's a whole world out there. Do you know that there are establishments where you can sit down, they will bring you food, and you can have lunch?
Oh, my God. In the middle of the day?
When was the last time you had lunch outside?
Oh, never leave. No. It's always at your desk. You never eat. People, my friends go, hey, I'm coming to town. You want to go have lunch? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly, no. Yeah.
How would you describe the process of your day? Like, I describe this as like flaming toboggan ride. Like, it's very fun, but the whole objective is, like, let's not hit a tree on the way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your process like there, Fallon?
For me, I stress out all day just hoping that we get some type of show together and that we can just somehow... I know that we have so many people working on the show and writers write great stuff, but I'm just like, are we changing that? Are we doing that? I'm way overthinking everything, and I'm so relieved when it's done. I'm like, We did another hour. We
fooled them again.
We did it. I'm so happy. I'm like, oh, we did another good show.
But I stress out all day. If the show goes well, how long do you allow yourself to feel that, fellas?
2 seconds.
No minutes.
If it goes poorly, how long do you allow yourself to feel that?
I'm getting better. No, I'm getting better moving on. I think one of the gifts of these shows is when you remember you have one tomorrow. You kind of have to move forward.
Sure.
Like, I think that, yeah, it's healthy to just think about the next one.
You know what's great?
So what Seth is saying, he no longer cares.
I think that's a faster way to say it. Okay. Yeah,
last time I came on here, you were very generous and gave me a gift. I don't know if you remember this. You gave me a bit that you tried on this show.
We did a bit once on the show.
That flopped.
Called,
Good Luck Banana.
Good News Banana. Good News Bananas.
Good News Bananas.
Good Luck Banana would have worked.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Good Luck. I'll rewrite it.
And then we would hand bananas to people, and they would peel the banana, and inside there'd be a message.
Oh.
And it was good news for them, this banana.
Thank you for giving me that bit.
Yeah. Now, you said, I gave him the banana costume.
Yes.
And you said you would do it, but you also said at the same time you had just done something similar to it called opinion rings.
Oh, yeah. I just... did...
What?
Yeah,
you did
took
what?
It. Yeah, we had a bit in the show called... Oh, it was a big hit. These guys are all...
Everybody knows opinion rings.
Opinion... Yeah, they're all doing it. But we'll add it in post. But we did a bit. It was called Opinion Rings, where I would open up onion rings and it would have fortune cookie things inside, and I would read to my guests, and we'd just share our opinions on different...
Can I just say, if I had done anything as bad as either of these, I would not be able to move on?
This would hold me
I gotta say, go watch Good News Banana. It's pretty fun.
Don't watch Opinion Rings.
I am definitely watching Opinion Rings.
Now, you said you would do it. I'm holding your feet to the fire. Will you do Good News Bananas at some point?
Without a doubt, in honor of you, I will do Good News Banana. Absolutely.
I suggest, may I be so bold as to suggest that you throw the Opinion Rings onto the Good News Banana. And really, that's a double whammy.
That's a good
two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah, there's that, too.
I'll give it my best shot.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. We're going to move on to a game now.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. We're going to move on to a game. Before we move on to the game, you're all fine hosts and leaders of shows in your own right. Is there anything that we have not touched on before we move on to this? I'm curious.
The outrage that your show is being thrown off the air?
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, that's... I hope that in this, I'm waiting for Angry Steven to come out. I want to see you go nuts. Just kind of let... I'm going to tell you something. You guys have no idea.
Exactly what they shouted at Bruce Banner in the lab before things went south. Bruce. Uh-oh.
When this guy takes off his glasses and shakes out his hair, it's the sexiest damn thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm
looking I'm curious. You guys started before I did. Like, each one of you, your shows you're doing, each started before this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're going to be here after I'm here. I'm like you're like the candy shell. I'm the nougat filling that came in, and then somebody came along and just sucked it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being...
It's like when your young wife dies. Yeah.
That is...
wrong with him.
That's why he's sitting there.
He can't sit here.
I'm sorry. It's when what?
Yeah.
What is it like?
I think my young wife is in the back.
Wait. Can you say it again? I think this one is rim shot right into sad trombone.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Ready?
It's like when your young wife dies. I wish I could hear any of it.
That is...
But my wife knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
is what I'm saying. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is. It's
gone too soon.
That might be the perfect Opinion Ring.
Yeah. Well, for him...
And
for the wife, a Bad News Banana.
Yeah. I think it's odd the way it ended for you. I didn't see...
I was quite surprised.
I was quite surprised. And it's a bummer because I wanted to do this longer with
you. That's it. You're talking in network television. It's odd. It's a surprise. As someone from a different area of television, I can say it was some fresh bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's nice. I can't say that.
Yeah.
But
I can be guests on all your shows.
You could host my show.
I can. In the summertime.
I mean, it takes
a whole year.
I could be like your Regis. You could just go like, we're stuck.
Yes.
I could just come over.
I would love that.
I could be like your Terry Garr, your Regis.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. I would, anytime you want to come on, be the greatest. Yeah. I'd love you so much.
Well, Gwen would be helpful to you.
Well.
Take your time.
Enjoy a little.
Give me a ballpark.
Enjoy a little time off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what we got here, guys. Each one of these, we have these paddles. I don't even know how this works. Oh, everybody take one and pass it on. Wait, there's only three of each.
Are we going to spank each other?
Wait.
How does this work?
Well, they're double-sided.
Okay.
So pass these down. Okay. Everybody's got a set, right? Okay. Everybody's got a set of these.
All
and
right,
then
you,
there you go.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. There you go. You pass it down.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so if you take the rubber band off.
Oh, where did you get
on each
this
side,
picture? There's
our wives.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Our wives sent in the worst photos they could find of us. There's Kimmel.
Oh, no.
There's Fallon. There's me. There's Oliver. And there's Seth. Okay, so I'm going to ask a series of questions.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
There's a pretty root one between this and this.
I like this.
Best part of Strike Force 5 was getting to know you all better, it says here. Mm. Tonight...
Tonight, it felt real, it says,
the gloves come off and we find out what we really think of each other. My writers came up with some most likely two questions.
Okay.
Here, you'll need these paddles. Distribute. Okay. These photos were sent by your wives. I did that part. Here we go. Okay. Most likely to, who is most likely not to watch the movie their guest is on to promote? Well, he does.
Really?
Oh, I'm right.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have guests, though.
I know. That's why I put John.
He doesn't have
John,
guests.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like if John had guests, he also wouldn't watch.
I wouldn't.
Yes. No.
I keep forgetting.
Who would make out with a guest on camera?
Oh.
How many of you have made out with a guest on camera?
Why would you look at me like that?
Because I think you've made out with guests on camera.
No, I think you just wanted to make out with me.
Did not see it going up. Did not see that
going up. You went pretty fast, though. Have you guys ever made out with a guest on camera?
No.
Yeah.
Who once, have you kissed?
Regis once. Regis. Regis. Not only did I kiss Regis, he chewed my gum. Regis kissed me on the top of the head when I was standing in for. He kissed me on the top of the head. It felt like someone in the mafia labeling someone for a hit. It's no way to say goodbye to a human being.
I met Regis multiple times. He never made a move on me.
Yeah. Martin Short, yeah.
Made out with you?
Yeah, but not on my show. at a bar.
It was for charity.
It was at a bar. Yeah.
No, we were those marathons.
We were on SNL, and we had to do a bit where he kissed me or whatever, and he goes, Jimmy, I go, yeah, I'll be fine. You just kiss me. He goes, hey, and I won't, no tongue. I go...
Don't worry about it.
Was he afraid?
Don't worry about
it.
Well, of course I won't do it. What are you talking about, dude? We do the sketch live. He looks at me, full on tongue. full on.
Gotta go
more
for
than
it.
I've ever made out with anyone in high school.
Anybody who thought like we were about to get Me Too'd, it's like Regis, Martin Short.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. For me, Sally Field, Helen Mirren.
Oh, good bless.
Oh,
Allison Janney, Jeff Daniels. And, what? Andrew Garfield.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Jane Fonda and I did not, Jane Fonda did not, we did not make out, but she stuck her tongue in my ear.
Okay.
That's not making out?
In England.
Not in America.
In America.
That's fifth base in England.
Okay. Who's most likely to have written Italian novels under the name Elena Ferrante?
Oh!
Who is most likely to cry?
No, oh, come on.
Come on.
Where is he?
Are
you trying to make me cry?
I'm just going to do it for... Come on.
Okay, who is most likely to be doing a Cash for Gold commercial in the next 5 years?
You have to do it.
5 years.
You have to.
If you make it five.
This is more than opinion. I know the answer to this. Who has the highest rating on WikiFeet?
Oh.
You know what WikiFeet is? It's a place where people who enjoy looking at feet
rate
celebrities' feet. Who's got the highest rating on WikiFeet?
Oh. All right.
I'm going to say Fallon because I know he puts... Don't you put onions in your socks?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did it once.
You chop up a little red onions.
I did it once.
Your socks, right?
I was sick, and someone told me to put onions, raw onions in my socks and put a Ziploc bag over my feet and go to bed.
Yeah, it was Steve-O.
I did it once. So I put onions on my soles of my feet, and I put Ziploc bags and rubber bands.
Yes.
And I went to sleep.
Nancy was there?
My wife was in bed with me, yeah.
And did you have a pizza on the sideboard, as you sometimes do? That's another thing we learned from Strike Force 5 is sometimes you have an entire pie on the sideboard, and you'll eat one slice and go to bed.
I eat pizza in bed sometimes when I'm watching. Yeah. And like dinner in bed. Again,
your wife is right there.
Yeah, I'll offer her some. I'm not rude.
I don't think our issue is that you were hogging the pizza.
I'm not rude. I go, would you like some? I'm hoping that she says no.
And she says, no, that's not what I'm mad about right now.
Here are the scores. These are the WikiFeed scores. We checked today, okay? Bringing up the rear, Fallon, 4.73 out of 5.
Oniony.
Okay.
Pretty high.
Number 4, Kimmel, 4.75. Mm-hmm. Oliver, 4.76. Mm. Seth, 4.77. And way out ahead, STC, Stephen, 4.98, gentlemen.
Fine.
Look at that arch.
So you actually have time in the day to go on WikiFeed and give yourself 5 stars?
That's what the interns do.
WikiFeed.
I thought this job would be different.
Gentlemen, what a delight. Thank you so much for being here. Before I got one of these gigs, obviously I enjoyed your work and I respected what you did. What I didn't know at all was what the job was like. And I thought I had a job and over at Comedy Central, which we realize now, which is like running a college newspaper. It was like, we worked really hard, but like the demands and the pressures of these jobs are different than anything I expected. And you guys have been wonderful friends and great models for me. And I'm so glad to know and love all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, we'll do that for you,
buddy. Love you, Steven.
An all new video episode of Strike Force 5 will be available on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.